Welcome to the Commie House. This week, Rin discusses Sunny Boy, Crystal reviews Junji Ito's Censor, and the Black Table Talk this week is what we like about horror manga and anime. New episode drops on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. Let's start this episode preview. Last week, I mentioned that I was reading Junji Ito's latest cosmic horror manga, Censor, and this week, I'm back with a review. So for those who missed last week's episode, here's a little light synopsis. A young woman with golden hair becomes the focus of a cult and a reporter. However, what is her connection to the countryside she can't leave? So, Censor was odd.
Okay.
Now, before I say anything, because I'm not saying it's bad. Not saying it's bad. Censor is a set of short stories. And they're all connected by the main character, Koyoko Byakuta, and her golden hair. And the group that's obsessed with it and the reporter who keeps trying to find her.
A lot of shit doesn't scare me as much. Like, I don't think I see that much in a lot of horror media where it's like, damn, I need somebody to come over. It's spooky, I could say, but I don't think like a lot of horror scares or is really good at not scaring somebody too far so you can still consume it.
What was, I cannot think of that anime off the top of my head, but it had this like crazy ass name, but it was scary and it had like those crazy ass moving eyes. What the fuck was that called? What was
it? Do you know what it was about?
It's drawing a blank. Let's see.
Because my theory about like what makes a good horror media is that it isn't just scary.
No, it has to be the story. And a lot of times horror shit can have sorry ass storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Sunny Boy? Did you watch all of it?
I didn't watch all of it. I'm on like the third episode. That shit is trippy. It's a lot going on. And you know what? The abruptness of the way that they drop you into what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing that was a catalyst for it. I mean, I'm sure there was, but it wasn't nothing that was a catalyst for it. It's like when I first turned it on, I rewound it because I was like, did I miss something?
You do that.
It was so abrupt.
You do that on several episodes.
It was so abrupt.
When I got to the final episode, I was like, did I miss an episode?
That's what I'm saying. It was like I felt like I got dropped in the Twilight Zone. It's like if you woke up, went outside, the sky was green, and then you was like, why is the sky green? Everybody was like, it's always been green.
What do you mean?
You're like, what? Nah. Always been green?
Always been green? No, I think it's more like you go outside, the sky is green. Somebody's like, oh, hey, the sky is green, and goes back inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, because the kids are very much like, it's very Lord of the Flies. Uh-huh. The kids are very much like,